The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, every time this guy brings out a new book, I always say to him, oh, that's a fantastic idea, brilliant. And it's a bit of a tradition now. We normally have miles of a chat about it. And then I say to myself afterwards, well, there must be no other ideas left in the world. And then he comes back with another one, and he's another brilliant idea going on. His name is Nevin Maguire, and he's on the phone line now, and he's got a new book out called Learn to Cook with Nevin. Morning, Nevin. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. Wow, lovely introduction. Thanks.
You've got the best telephone line in Ireland, I think. Do you know that? How do you do it? Do you know somebody?
That's a nice compliment. Thank you very much.
So you've got your new book now, Learn to Cook with Nevin, and it's not aimed at children, it's aimed at anybody who doesn't know how to cook properly.
Yeah, so. I suppose, you know, the whole thing came about, Ian, during lockdown. We were doing kind of Zoom cook-alongs for kids, yeah. And we said we'd do this, but this is aimed at kids and teenagers and ones going back to college and adults who want to learn. Like, there's 80 recipes in four different steps, so it's really, really pared back. They're very simple recipes, and I think you end up with delicious food, and then at the back it shows you how to chop an onion, how to whip cream, how to melt chocolate, just the basics. It's like a little mini cookery school.
Because, there is a kind of a presumption, you know, when you get some cookery books or whatever, or some recipe you might get online or whatever, and it's, you know, they tell you, oh, just chop this, and you're just kind of saying, well, I don't actually know how to do this. So now you're explaining all of this, so it's quite basic, but then again, there's some great recipes, from eggy bread to fluffy pancakes and all kinds of stuff. And then the chopping, beating, whipping and baking. So brilliant idea once again.
And I'll tell you, in the cookery school, it's the one asked question is, how do you chop an onion? How do you cook the perfect steak? Right. So I think we've ticked that box. Yeah. And if you get basic knife skills, for me as a chef, when I went training in Enniskillen, and the first thing I did for a week was chop things. I didn't even cook any vegetables. So knife skills, sometimes chefs, we take them for granted. So I think just for people to be able to chop and have a bit of fun in the kitchen, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, very good. And I mean, to be fair to you, I mean, you were always talking about the fact that it should, you know, the food preparation, it's a life skill, and it should be on the curriculum. And you know, do you think they're getting any closer to that at all?
They are. I think it's getting better and better. I mean, like, you know, for young kids, like, I think during lockdown, I think food is the one thing that's going to come out of this. You know, more people were cooking at home, and the main event of the day, as I said to you before, I think, so was the meal. So yeah. I think food, people have an appreciation. They've gone back to basics, and, you know, it's great life skills. It's the best gift we can give our children. You know, we invest in them when we're going, bringing them to Gaelic or whatever they're doing outside school. Why not cooking? I think that's so important.
Absolutely. And the whole idea of chopping and whipping and beating, that means you're not using processed food. You're actually using fresh ingredients all the time, which is very important as well, health-wise.
Yeah, you're right, because, you know, when you cook from scratch, you know what goes into it, so you're actually healthier. And, you know, there's something, I think of my mother, like, that's where I got my love of food, like, from the age of 8 or 9, I was making apple tarts, flapjacks, shortbread, making a mess in the kitchen. Some people say I still make that. I do that. But that's where the bond comes, and it's just a lovely thing. And Connor and Lucia, like, I got the book last week, Ian, for the first time, and Lucia has made three of the recipes, and Connor has made one, so I'm very, very proud of them.
And Lucia's, well, there's a Lucia one in there, pink porridge, which looks beautiful, very nice. And Connor's got his granola in there as well.
You know, they're real foodies, you know, they're nine and they love their food, so they do, which is great, and they're getting into cooking. You know, a lot of guests in the restaurant said, do you think they'll be chefs? I said, I don't know, as long as they enjoy food, you know, but they love them to be.
But obviously it runs in the family there, because your three brothers and your four sisters are all pretty good cooks as well, and this came obviously from your mother as well,
Yeah, I suppose we got the love of food, like, you know, a lot of my sisters in particular, they're great, like, they wouldn't need a recipe, they're what I call spontaneous cooks, like, you can give them a couple of ingredients and they'll rustle up delicious food. So I suppose when we were growing up as a family, there's nine in my family, we always ate well. Mum and Dad with a group of potatoes, cabbage, the basics, and, you know, she always had a dessert. You know, we were well looked after and well fed, and I suppose that's where we got the love of food. So Mum and
very
Dad.
Good. Okay, so Learn to Cook with Nevin. It's actually out now, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
Very good. And brilliant present to give somebody. So it's got so many facts involved in there that it's an education for people, and it also looks amazing. And and some of the recipes
Thank
are great.
You.
And listen, I just have to ask you, I was up at your fantastic restaurant there recently with my friends. We had a brilliant night and we stayed over in McNean House. And I have to ask you about the back place. There's a tree there that has CDs hanging out of it. I hope you don't mind me asking you this, right?
Yeah.
But I put it up on Instagram and it got thousands of people that loved the video. But what is that, to keep crows away or something?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the swallows, you know, I didn't want to put my vinyl up because they're kind of too precious. So.
The old CDs, we don't need them anymore.
And you see, the noise kind of distracts them. So, you know, the outdoor area, which we did, which has worked a success.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
It is lovely. And I won't tell, you know, your listeners about carrying you up to bed, you know, later than I promise you.
Nevin, I don't even remember that. It's amazing.
I know you don't.
Listen, I just want to. I was watching the Spanish Trails show last night as well, and I thought you asked a really Irish question.
Go on.
I thought it was great. It was, you were talking to Stephanie, and Stephanie was showing you all the almonds as she makes, and then there was a savoury almond there.
Yeah.
And then the most Irish question of all was, would that go well with a nice glass of wine, do you think?
You know me too well, Ian. Good man.
Thanks, Nevin. Good luck. Cheers.
Learn
to Cook with Nevin is out now.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 7 a.m.